I hope your shit don't sound like that, man.
Yes, that's exactly how my shit sounds.
That's dysentery. That's not even diarrhea.
Sir, I have one question for you. Have you been on the Oregon Trail recently? Because you are going to die of dysentery.
Ooh. God, Oregon Trail would be much rougher than this.
Yeah, everybody died in their 20s.
Right? Syphilis, all this shit. Can't even ford a river without dying.
I know.
Y'all want to play Red Dead Redemption?
That's the reason why I played Oregon Trail, was to go on the hunt.
I never played Red Dead Redemption. I heard it was amazing.
Show, the movie was really, I mean, dang, I'm saying all the wrong things. That game is fire.
Welcome to Redeeming Qualities, the podcast, and not how men speak, but how friends speak. I'm joined today with Mark and Danny. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
What's up, I'm Mark.
Dennis.
Oh, damn at the same
I
time, I love
shit
it.
Shit on you.
God damn yeah. it. I'm sorry I waited so long.
Bad, man. I'm Mark, man. I'm in the house. In there.
I love it. I do. I enjoy it. You know what I realized? I never introduce myself. I listen to a couple episodes, and I'm always just like, yeah, you guys introduce yourselves. So I got to start incorporating that. I am Fez.
I was just choking in the background.
Yeah, we could. That's all I could hear for a moment.
Yeah. You guys got to keep in mind, I'm recovering from the Rona, and I'm still a stoner, so.
Oh, yeah, that's probably not the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, so honestly, for topics, I was going to see if you guys had any headlines, because last episode we talked about potentially putting out a headline and the rest of us just make up stuff and then eventually see if how correct we are.
It's pretty fucking stupid. What kind of? I remember we were just kind of talking, and the idea just popped into my head.
Literally, all you got to do is look up a headline. It's
Well, the headline I could go off of is mankind created, accidentally created the.
I don't even know if you're speaking English. Created a what?
Warp bubble.
Oh, man. I think you might be getting really far from your modem or something. Because, Mark, are you hearing him or no?
It sounds like he's saying warm butthole, but it also sounds digitized.
I heard digitized, and I thought he was saying soap bubble. But, yeah, I don't know what he was saying.
I mean, is how to get a warm butthole our headline? I'll go with it.
No, my brother is all paranoid about the internet at the house, so I don't have internet. So I don't have service for shit.
It's bad, man. So you guys don't have you. So you're saying you don't have Wi-Fi at all, or? Oh, never mind. That answers my question. All right, Mark.
Man, you know, this thing is always moving in production and stuff, and it's interesting. I do love this type of stuff. You learn about technology and people's situation, you know.
I love that his answer was, my brother's scared of the internet.
And then
he just falls off the planet. Ah, the internet got him. His brother was right. That crafty internet. It's going to get you one of these days. Oh, man. Well, shoot then.
I'm reading right now. I was reading it earlier, but there's this thing. There's not just one type of porn. Erica Lust's alternative vision. You know, this one lady who I've always hoped that this would happen. You know, this lady says that, you know, porn is fucking our heads up. It's so not real, and that we could make it see a world where we could see a porn world where women, where, you know, we care more about women's, you know, pleasure. Is he back?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, much better.
Sorry, is this the brother that I met?
Yeah, dude, the dude has lost his noodle, man. He's an avid listener to the podcast, so I don't want to go on about it.
Okay,
it's actually like really concerning.
But okay, he needs okay, to well, we won't. Somewhere. I hope everything's cool.
It's not like not even close.
Okay,
have you seen Breaking Bad?
I have.
You know the dude, the lawyer brother,
the voyeur brother,
Saul's more successful brother.
Saul's more successful brother.
The lawyer. I don't remember Saul. Saul.
I do remember Saul. Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Do you remember? So do you know the brother? He was like worried about all the fucking electricity shit.
Yes, I do remember that.
That's my brother.
You know, Breaking Bad was one of those shows that was that first episode. Was better than the rest of the entire series.
Lies. What are you saying?
I'm saying
not even close.
That's not true.
I watched the whole series. No other episode made me as excited as that first one did. After that first one, I was amped. I mean, there was cool episodes too, but it just always kind of like, I always just felt like Walt just kind of let me down. Like he would have these great moments. And then, like, a couple of episodes later, he was a turd again. I was like, what's going on?
He was a turd again?
He had cancer,
He was supposed to be a piece of shit, and he had cancer.
His fucking noodle was all messed up.
Yeah, I get that, but he'd be like, he had these weird, like megalomaniac moments, and it's like, I don't know. Maybe
he's an anti-hero.
You've never been around drugs, have you?
I've never been around drugs. I mean, exactly. Let's go ahead and go back to episode 6 with Ramon.
Damn it. That's true.
I love how that was a brag on your part, but it really wasn't. you've never been around drugs.
Like, my brother went on a meth bender.
I'm from Wyoming. If you were that person,
you would probably lose your shit.
I don't know. But he wasn't even on drugs.
I'm like, he had cancer, and then all of a sudden, he's like this powerful fucking person that's like calling all these shit. Like, of course, he lost his shit.
Are you mad because he looks like you and you feel like I'm attacking you?
Pretty much.
What's going on here?
That's what it is. So, what if I want to sell meth in the desert fest?
I bought an RV.
I'll say that all the characters kind of became characters. Caricatures of themselves, kind of.
That's a great point. That's
like they had very simple dynamics as characters. I'm not saying they weren't. They were like, this is this guy. He's from this, and this is how he acts, and he stays this way. And that's just the way they played it the whole time. And after like dealing with them for a long time, it's like, yeah, duh, they were gonna do that kind of. But yeah,
they're very static. Very static characters.
Yeah, like there was not a real it was a character arc in what they did, but not in who they were, kind of.
But every time they introduced the character, I loved them. And then that character felt
turned
like
lame.
They felt like they were gonna go further, and then they just never did.
Yes.
But it was a good
I still think the show was fire though. But just like the characters did some lame shit, but I was like, the show is still cool.
I didn't say it wasn't. I it's a good show. Mm-hmm. I just what you said, you just put it in a better light than I did. You said the characters became a caricatures of themselves. So you feel like there was growth and then they fall back to exactly where they were. And maybe that was intentional in the writing. I'm not 100% sure, but it just aggravated me because I don't know, like 22-year-old me is a wildly different person than 25-year-old me, 28-year-old me, 36-year-old me. You know what I'm saying? It's like
mm-hmm.
I would just assume that those characters, especially like Jesse, as a young person, you think mm-hmm. he would have the most amount of growth. Like Walt, I get it. He's going to be pretty static, even though he's the main character, because he's older. But I always felt Jesse was kind of poorly written. Yeah, he was my favorite. So, wow, that was a very wild tangent we went on.
Tangent is the conversation, man.
That's true. So, because I know how much you guys love this, I think we should introduce one of our most loved aspects of the show, Shit or Shine. And I think I want to make Danny shit on Breaking Bad.
Ouch. So, the thing that I thought was so fucking dumb about Breaking Bad, it's like, okay, dude, you got cancer. I get it. You're a chemist. You're going to go out there and you're going to start making money for your struggling family. But like, when you got to all the murder shit, honestly, like, I have to give Mark some credit. I was going to go on about how, like, this old guy dying of cancer is not going to become some kind of badass. But, like, honestly, they stretched it out too far. I think that if, like you said, if we would have got, by the time we started getting to the talk, what was it, the El Pollo Loco? And then this guy was in deep, and then it was partnering up, and then all the other cartels came into it. Like, it just felt like the timeline got stretched way too long for a dude that had cancer, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? It was like, hey, I'm trying to make a quick buck. I need money. And then all of a sudden there's like seven seasons and this guy's alive battling cartels and stuff. And I don't think if an entire government could take out cartels that, like, realistically Walter White with cancer is going to do it, butt naked in an RV.
I don't know, Mark. Was that really shitting on the show, or was that just kind of lukewarm? I don't know.
I want to go watch the show again now. I mean, one man in his draws.
You gotta rewatch it with hatred.
Like, wait, what?
Damn, that's true.
I'm just saying, they do some like ridiculous. Like, do you remember like the train robbery scene? That was earlier on, and the whole time you're like butthole tense. You know, and you're like,
that was an awesome scene, by the way.
Right. That was sick as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. But then later on, it turns into like, they're doing ridiculous shit and taking on cartels and doing all. And it's like, no, you're not. You're still just a dude with cancer. Like, you're still out there. You're the same person doing all this shit. It just got like so extreme. But I think in the earlier stages, when it was just like, hey, like the train thing for me, it was like, that's fucking cool. And then they like throw in some really hard, like, there's a kid on a motorcycle. Didn't they mark a kid on a motorcycle or something when they were doing the train robbery? And then all of a sudden shit's real. I thought it was a lot cooler than like, hey, now you work for me and I'm some kind of cartel or some syndicate. They just did too much. Kind of like Ozarks, where it was like, hey, this would be really bad.
Ozarks not even done yet, bro.
That's true. I might be putting Ozarks. I feel like getting there.
Ozarks could still have a lot that could happen.
I have dipped my toe.
Mark, you need to shit on Ozarks.
Ooh.
All right. I feel like that's just not even shot in Kansas City. They're lying. Hate that. That's just shot in Lake Lanier. Just make it in Georgia, right? I feel like, man, you know, to be honest, I like the show a lot, dude. I'd rather like talk about Ozarks, to be honest. I don't want to waste time. I'll take the L on this. I like Ozarks, dude.
Damn, Danny, you got him good.
That was so quick.
That hit his goal. That was great.
Yeah, I like Ozarks, dude. That's just good. I mean, like, I don't love the show. It's not like I'm super hit dead, but that's the season. That's the show that I can't wait to come back out, you know?
Honestly, it's good. And the little fucking hillbilly girl?
She's the best.
Right?
She's a sick-ass actor, and she holds her own. And I can't
with
see
the casino
what
boat
does.
And all this. Yeah, it's good. It's yeah. good.
How much work did you see politically that they put in, and like the fucking way that they do all the little pull-off? Get the things done that they need.
It makes it completely believable.
Yes.
I've only watched like half of the first episode, and it wasn't anything bad. It was just interrupted by the kids. And then it's like for some reason I'm on like episode two and it's like, try to start. It's like, I don't know what the hell's going on. It's one of those things. Like if you don't start something right, you just can't get into it. I don't know. Maybe that's me. Like I have to like have the perfect mood to watch a certain type of show, and if I don't hit it right, it just it's off the rails.
Show seems like you need to invest focus in. It does seem that way.
Yes.
It did seem like, okay, this is gonna be a serious ass work.
Oh,
but
from like the first 10-15 minutes I remember of the episode, it absolutely gonna be one of the greatest shows.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. And also, like, I love that they're shooting a lot of shit in Georgia. Georgia is gorgeous. And, like, you know, first off, this country is just beautiful. And, like, there's a lot of shit to shoot. And just, like, the way they show. That's Lake Lanier, which is a big-ass fucking man-made lake in Georgia. But they do build a bunch of houses around it. And it just it seems like a big-ass, what is it, just lake town. You know what I'm saying? Where a whole bunch of people going kicking and shit. So they built that around that and made it seem way bigger than it really was, but they just paint the picture beautifully, man. It's just fire.
I was gonna say Georgia is absolutely beautiful. Every single time, like Savannah, like I think, like just walking around that city, yes. Just like that, like you feel like you could, like those plantations are still active. I don't know, but what it is about it, it's like, man,
what?
I don't know why that would make you feel giddy. Why would that be good for you? I don't understand what's that. Right.
I feel like there's oppression here still.
No, I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying I feel like it throws you back in time. Like there, it's like the way the trees look. There's something ancient about the trees.
Oh, you definitely feel in the whole South, man. You can feel like, oh, this, it seems like there's still like ghosts in this.
That's what it feels like. There's like ghosts.
Yeah.
Like you could feel like that oppression.
It's a heavy feeling. Like shit went down here. That's why Black people need to go back to the South and just fucking like buy land there. And Black people need to and run fucking people that they want. It's crazy. Georgia turned blue last year. That's just crazy. I mean, not last year, but fucking this election. I listened to the last podcast. I sound retarded talking about politics. I listened to it. Jesus Christ. I sound dumb. I sound like an idiot, and I hate it.
My favorite part is you saying that means that me and Danny don't sound dumb.
There's no way.
Yeah,
I don't know shit about politics. You don't sound any.
I didn't say in comparison, motherfucker. I just said
we all sound dumb.
I do. Gotcha. I'm not saying we all have to say it. The way I'm trying to explain an idea that I feel should be put in place sounds like I don't know what the fuck is going on now.
Oh, yeah. There's so many times I put an idea out there and I really haven't fully thought it through. Much like the, hey, this French philosopher says this. And then it's right. Like, oh, it's you're a Nazi.
And that can happen very fast.
Oh yeah. So there's so like I feel. Oh man. Sometimes I go on my rants and I have to re-listen to it. It's like I was like, would it be bad if I released a 15-minute episode, just cut it all out?
Because I'm cutting so much of my own shit out.
Yeah, I just feel so stupid sometimes. It's like, you know what? I accept it. We're dumb.
Yeah, I didn't come here to be smart with you motherfuckers, man. I came here to be, me. So good. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about before. Oh, Georgia turned fucking blue. It's just interesting that's how many people are back there thinking that way now. It's pretty nuts from when I left, you know.
I don't necessarily think that any states are red. I just feel like, well, I mean, there's some places, like Danny once again said last week, that there's helpless dumb places.
Helpless, dumb liberals.
They'll turn a place blue and it'll stay blue. But I feel like sometimes, like especially for like this last election, I really feel that people were voting their conscience, and that's why there was so much blue. They're just like, this guy is so terrible, we got to get rid of him. And I really think that was a lot of conscience voting. And it's, you know, the fact that blue was people's conscience. I mean, you just got to do what you feel is right. And I have no chance like Georgia turning, you know, blue, because like a state is blue, they don't really feel like each other. Like Georgia does not feel like California. Georgia does not feel like California at all.
Very true. Weed is not even legal.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, just because a state votes one way doesn't mean that's the feeling of the state.
Exactly. No.
No, you're good.
I do feel like the rent is probably going to be going up there. That's something that I think people that don't want it to go up notice that gas prices will probably be going up. And I don't, not saying that that's because it's liberal. I'm not saying it's because it's a liberal place, but I could see that those are things you complain about. I'm looking forward to driving at least out of the state and then coming back down, because I had a friend that just went, did kind of what I plan on doing soon, and is going, he went to Kansas and drove a car back, and he never left California before. And the whole week he's been like, the rest of this country is different. And I'm like, yeah, he's from Beverly Hills. I'm like, yeah, no shit. He's like, we saw a MAGA country hat, MAGA country sign, and we saw this. And I was just like, and gas was so cheap.
Like, gas was cheap. You can buy cigarettes for $4.
Yeah, dude. They just sound like, it's crazy that we're doing a country accent for them. But
that's funny, because the guy you're imitating is from California.
It's from California.
Yes. Yes. And we're doing and a country accent for him. But still, he was like so surprised at how the rest of things were. He was like, I kind of want a truck now. I'm like, yo, you know? And he was like, yo, it was, but it's something that's interesting that he said he didn't see many Japanese or foreign cars while at a certain part on the road. It was all American made shit for a minute, you know? Which is an interesting thing to notice.
I travel quite often, you know, mm-hmm. either to work or, you know, whatever, vacations. And it's always funny, like, as you leave California, the gas slowly decreases. And it's like, you know, I don't know what gas price is now, probably around like $4.89 is what I'm guessing.
Yes, but, around there.
And then you get to Arizona, and it's almost like a dollar drop, like $3.60. It's like, oh, this is nice. You get into New Mexico, it's like another 50 cents. And then you get into Texas, and it's like $2.29 there. It's like, oh my goodness, this is so nice.
So it's, like, you can still get $2.29 at places?
Oh, yeah. If you like,
okay, it's $4.59. At mobile, it's $5.59. Fuck you. I'm seeing $4.77, $5.69, $5.99, $5.89. I just want people to know.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, you know, people make fun of like the South are like, oh, this guy, he's dumb. He talks slow. He doesn't care about the homeless. He doesn't care about this. It's like, but yeah, you know what? His gas prices are cheaper. You know, if you reduce all of these social things, you reduce how much you have to pay for it. And you reduce how much different things you have to tax to make up for all of this. So, I mean, it makes sense. Like, and you know, the other thing I can't get over is how amazingly clean Texas roads were. It was beyond belief for me. I'm from Wyoming, and I don't think the roads are that clean. And it's just crazy to me. So I don't know. I definitely think that every state, blue or red, has qualities that make you want to be in them. And you just have to choose your qualities that you want.
I wonder if things feel so different. I mean, like, I feel like we had the same type of state sizes as countries in Europe. Do the changes feel that different between country as they do? I mean, of course, we're all speaking the same language. They speak different languages depending on what place they're at. But, like, obviously it feels different. It's a totally different group of people. So, like,
yeah,
total different nationality, totally different religion sometimes.
Or Danny probably has some insight on this. Did you go like to different countries while you're in Europe, or just Germany?
I mean, God, I haven't been to too many different European countries. Not like the full experience. I mean, Germany mostly. I bounced around to different ones. I've been to like, but the rest, not so much.
Oh, I was just gonna ask if the comparison between state to state feels as different as country to country, or which one had more
difference?
I mean,
you can get that within Germany itself. You know what I mean? Shit. Like, there's different parts, just like there would be in the States. Like, you have Bavarian parts of Germany that are different. You know, there's still differences in East and West Germany and architecture and things like that. So, I don't think quite as big of differences, but, like, I never knew up until recently that, like, I spoke kind of a different dialect of German until I was actually in Joshua Tree rock climbing I mean, Mark, you went with us. Like, you bump into random people from all over the place. And one of these guys that I was climbing with for a while was a German dude. And he's like, hey, like, where are you from in Germany? And I was like, oh, Hamburg, you know? And he's like, that totally makes sense. You totally sound like somebody from there. And I was like, I had never heard that before, right? Because I don't sit here and speak German to most people here. So for me, it was just like weird. And then like I bumped into other people that have just been like, oh, where are you from? And they're like, oh, I got arrested in Hamburg. And then I learned that like, apparently it's pretty strict there and all these different things. But yeah.
I wonder if Hamburg is like the Southern accent. Like if Danny has like,
I'm the Danny from the South.
You sound like a country bumpkin fuck.
Yo, look
at these games, boys.
Look at this.
I sound like the fucking Tiger King in my own homeland.
Dude, I want to put you in Tiger King shit. Oh, fuck. I seen it, bro. I seen it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Jesus.
Danny is also the Tiger King of Germany.
So, is that where the hamburger's from? No, I'm just playing. But is that? Jesus.
Is that what
you
said?
I mean, is it that ignorant of a question? I mean, you're not looking it up, but I mean, the hamburger could have been made anywhere. It's like, that's not a dumb question. Just ask you where the hamburger came from.
I mean, no, I can just look that up, man. I'm not really.
All right. I hate that. Like sometimes, I mean, I hate this, the statement, like there's no such thing as a stupid question because
clearly this is a stupid question.
There are stupid questions.
Yeah.
Like if I was like, hey, you got to be there at 9 and you immediately go, what time do I got to be there? Like, that's a fucking stupid question. Cause I just said it.
But there's two potentials for 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So it's not necessarily a stupid question.
Not in my brain. I'm sorry. I'm only 24-hour time. That damn military.
Mm-hmm.
If I said, 2100, no confusion.
Tell me now, bitch.
That's right. Hey, just... I want to learn how to say Tiger King in German.
I don't even know.
Oh, you need to figure that out. Because you are now that to me.
Oh, I don't know. It's still not going to hit like Squidward. It's still the best one. I don't know why that just popped in my head. I'm like, as I'm all nasally post-Rona, all I've been thinking is I sound even more like Squidward than normal.
Yeah. I mean, I never thought you sounded like Squidward. I just think you look like him. But I mean, and it's not a mean thing. You're a bald dude. You're very slender. You have Squidward-esque features.
No, I can't disagree with you. Honestly, I can't. I'd love to, but I can't.
I would love to disagree, but I can't. Oh, I'm happy that SpongeBob has just remained a part of our lives, man.
Dude, isn't that weird? That's been around since I was a child.
Can I just... So when we had talked about the headline thing, I was like, you know what? I want to look for like random headlines.
Dude, I don't want to hear about your warm butthole. I'm sorry.
These are all the stories that have to do with warm buttholes that happened in 2020. Okay. These are only 2020 headlines. Now there's no context to any of these. It's just the headlines for like 20 different articles. The first one is, couples living separately can meet up in parks from Wednesday, but they have to stay 2 meters apart.
They have to stay 2 meters apart?
Yep. Couples who are living separately can meet up in parks. Let's see.
I mean, that one's really easy. I mean, clearly this is a talk about syphilis. So that's it.
To comb the spread.
To stop the spread of syphilis amongst old people, we need to keep them 2 meters apart because they can't stay off of each other.
Bratz, the toy company, made a really good statement about racism and social justice. Bratz, the company.
Okay. Mike.
Sex in your house with a person from another household is illegal from today.
I thought we were going to just give our own our own little spin on each one of these.
No, these ones suck. I'm just trying. We need to find an actual something, probably.
Keep going. These are not bad.
These are not bad. Okay. Like, if one of us says something about it, like, or if you want to just jump on one and just give a bullshit answer.
It's official, folks. Cops, don't drive if you're blind. Shocking new advice for Britain's ruling elite.
Wait, cops don't do what if you're blind?
It's official. The cops said, released a statement, don't drive if you're blind. Shocking new advice for Britain's ruling elite.
I mean, that just sounds dumb.
That's just a dumbass thing to have been typed.
There's another picture. There's a smaller picture inside of the headline that shows Stevie Wonder holding a steering wheel. And it says, police have warned people not to copy the PM's AA Dominic Cummings by driving to check your eyesight, especially if you have vision problems like singer Stevie Wonder. Apparently, somebody drove to confirm that his eyes.
Dude, though, you know there was theories that Stevie Wonder wasn't blind.
Mm,
there was really a lot of theories because I saw a picture of Stevie Wonder taking a picture of Michael Jackson.
What?
Stevie Wonder holding a camera up to his eye, pointing it at Michael Jackson.
I heard you, but like,
yeah,
where?
I mean, if I was blind, I would do shit like that all the time.
That's true. That would be fucking funny.
Nah, gee, I don't think he was blind. People accuse him of not being blind. And maybe he was just
trying to get ahead.
That's just how terrible just like our country is. He's just
like a new Tekashi 6ix9ine of his time.
Oh my God.
He's just trolling bitches.
He just play a game. I can tell that you... I can tell your favorite colors.
That's true.
You smell like you like red.
I've never seen Stevie Wonder's eyes. I want to Google Stevie Wonder's eyes. See what
I don't want to, dude. Don't send that to me.
I'm going to look it.
Don't ruin Ribbon in the Sky for me.
Oh, I'm Googling it.
He probably has scary looking eyes, dude.
Oh, dude, he has. These things are not...
not standard.
And it kind of looks like Fetty Wap a little bit.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, then he's blind for sure. Fetty Wap definitely looks like he ain't seen shit out of that.
Somebody put a picture of Stevie Wonder with that googly eye from Harry Potter. I don't know if you remember that character. He had like the eye that moved around.
Let me look at Stevie Wonder's eyes. I might as well see it now.
Oh my God, people are awful. I thought I was actually going to see his eyes. It's just a bunch of people like photoshopping stuff onto Stevie Wonder. Oh, good God. Stevie Wonder's eyes is quite terrible. I love how awful our world is.
I mean, look, man, he's made some fucking fire-ass music, so...
I do love Stevie Wonder's eyes.
Yeah, dude.
Music. I said eyes. I don't know why.
You meant to say music? You ain't shit. I do love Stevie Wonder's eyes.
Oh, people. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he does have one that's like kind of like...
Fishy, kind of.
Yeah, like I said, a little, but I mean that other eye.
Perfect description.
That other eye, I don't know. He might have some vision in that eye.
The jury's still out. He could have just wore a patch.
Yeah. One of those eyes is clearly on disability. The other one, I think he's faking
it. NBA video: Shaquille O'Neal tells story proving Stevie Wonder wasn't blind. Even Shaq Daddy says he's not blind.
Oof. See?
I believe Shaq. Sorry.
And then he's had that bogus ass only around the lip goatee.
Oh yeah. Who? I mean, back in the day, like he was an ugly
motherfucker. I'm sorry. I'm saying it. He was ugly.
He's still alive, dude.
Really? I bet you he's really ugly now. If he looked that bad when Shaq was accusing him of some shit.
So wait, why does Shaq think he wasn't blind?
Retired NBA icon Shaquille O'Neal told an interesting story about Stevie Wonder during Thursday night's episode of Inside the NBA on TNT. Now, keep in mind, I have no reference of when this article went, so because I'm not working on this story. At first, Shaq was reluctant to tell the story in its entirety. Let's see. With a smile on his face, O'Neal went on to explain the chance meeting that he had with Stevie Wonder, who somehow recognized the 7'3 big man without an introduction. "It's a true story," Shaq began. "We lived in a building on Wiltshire. I'm coming through the lobby and the door opens. It's Stevie Wonder. He comes in and says, 'What's up, Shaq? How you doing, big dog?' He presses the elevator button, gets off his floor, buys something, and goes into his room. I went and called every person I knew." Shaq's story about Stevie Wonder had the guys rolling laughing.
I mean, okay, let's think about it, though. I bet you Shaq's footsteps sound...
No. Fuck you.
No.
You probably heard Shaq's dick slapping against the thigh.
He's like...
In fairness, I wasn't short.
He's like, that could only be one motherfucker.
Either...
I've heard you play him basketball before. I can recognize that dick slapping on your knee.
Either Rocky's punching me or Shaq's dick is slapping his thighs.
Rocky? Cat, I mean, William Shaq. Hello.
Shaq's dick on his forehead?
I thought he was going to say that, like, I thought that he was going to say he came out of the elevator and Steve was like, "God damn, you big as shit, motherfucker." You know?
I love the fact that all of us just had to imagine what Shaq's dick hitting his thighs looked like.
Right? Well, that's just how I imagine a body. Like, nobody else's dick's going to hit me on my shoulder.
I just imagine it just like this mass, just hose, just slapping. And it's like, clap, clap. And that's all I can imagine just now.
Yeah, that was a good story. I like that. So that's confirmed. Stevie Wonder, not blind. Still alive, not blind.
I have no idea how we got on this topic.
We found out that, you know, if you're blind, you shouldn't drive.
Keep reading these headlines, Danny. These are great.
Okay. Let's see. 2020, another headline. Technical difficulties.
Yeah, you got to pull down the porn of Shaq's dick. I get it.
Yeah. Look at this big old dingus here.
Dude, I can't imagine how massive Shaq is. I mean, like, the tallest person I ever met was, what, 6'10"? And that person is a gigantic person to me. And Shaq is still much taller than that. It's got to just be ridiculous.
Let's see. Don't worry. If we abolish these police memes, they won't solve crime. Carol Baskin offered big money deal to star on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Apocalypse Now. Mayan calendar was wrong and world will end next week, bizarre conspiracy theorist warns.
Oh, that's a great 2020 headline. That really panned out well, Nostradamus.
Was 2020 when the fucking killer bees came too?
No, that was the murder hornets.
Yeah, are we still freaking out about those? I want to go back to freaking out about those. Wildfires and murder hornets.
I like the fact that none of, like, a tsunami just happened, like, pretty recently, and no one gave a shit.
No, people talked about it here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was
because of a tornado? I mean, sorry, a volcano went off?
Yeah, there's a volcano, and, like, I looked at the news. I was like,
What would you give a fuck about that when Megan Fox and fucking Machine Gun Kelly just got hooked up?
The real news.
Yeah. Get your priorities straight, Fez.
I can't. Like, I really feel like...
Who cares about a tsunami in the South Pacific?
I mean, exactly. That's true.
Nobody.
But, you know, with Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, isn't Machine Gun Kelly a pedophile?
I don't know. But the fact that, like, I just don't get it. He looks like... Dude looks worse than me. Like, he looks even more tweaked out. And he's doing good, man. I like, you have to give him some credit.
Didn't they used to make fun of Megan Fox about her thumbs? I can't remember exactly what it was.
She has hammer thumbs.
what, What are hammer thumbs?
They're like stubby as fuck. They're like round and stubby instead of slim and like thin like the rest of her everything is.
There's theories about hammer thumbs.
That what?
Sorry, these pictures just came up.
Hammer thumbs?
A hammer thumb is a term used to describe the clubbing of the thumbs.
Club is club thumbs, not hammer thumbs.
The hammer thumb has numerous names such as stubby thumb, cleft thumb, and clubbed thumb. Oh my goodness, that is. I gotta look up Megan Fox hammer thumb. Oh my goodness,
this is like so fucked up. She has one little bitch ass flaw. I'm not even gonna talk about that, but yeah, man, it'll be a hot ass chick and she'll have one thing that's weirdly wrong with her, you know. Hot chicks always will be like, you know, I'm slightly lazy eyed. Has that ever happened? Or okay, you guys never heard this?
No.
Can we play Florida Man?
You know what it is?
I do Florida Man with you guys' birthdays real quick?
Yeah, you can.
Ooh, let's do this. Okay. Florida Man. Fez, birthday. Sebastian Man hurled a big mouth Billy Bass at another man after an argument between the two, Sebastian police say. Gregory Carney, 54, is facing a charge of domestic battery after police say he slapped the man with a toy fish on April 22nd. The man was cut on his eyebrow, according to the Sebastian police report. The man told police he was arguing with Carney because Carney was playing with the fish just to aggravate him. Fed up, the man said he put the fish into the trash. Bam.
Let's hear Mark's Florida Man. I wasn't that good. I was expecting...
I remember it not being that great either.
Florida Man, August 10th. Florida man arrested for DUI says he smoked pot to prepare. Hold on. For the return of Jesus. Yes, it's another case of Florida man. This time, Carlos Diem was arrested for DUI when he told police he was smoking weed to prepare for the return of Jesus. Indian River County Sheriff's deputies were called to Vero Beach where they found Guillen. In addition to the weed, he was drinking tons of alcohol. Investigators reported the man later identified as Guillen was in the driver's seat of a parked vehicle, the interior of which smelled like booze. Half a bottle of Hennessy cognac was in the passenger seat, and the cup that looked like it contained the alcoholic beverage was in the cup holder. Asked for his driver's license, Guillen handed over a vape pen that contained THC. I asked him if he was enjoying Tampa and where he was staying. He pointed south at the outlet mall and advised me he was at a church convention 4 miles in that direction. He said he smoked liquid THC in the vape tin to get him ready for Jesus because Jesus was returning.
That nigga was gone.
What kind of weed are you smoking where?
Why would he do all that knowing that we would make choices, knowing that he had to kill his son? If he was all knowing, that's what was trippy to me always. I'd be like, is God all knowing? So that means he can see the future, so he knows what we're going to do. So then why did he have to kill his son then? And then why would he send any of us to heaven if he gave us free will? And he knows some of us are going to do right or wrong. If he loves us all, why would he make us all suffer? Why do you have a choice? Like, I would ask all of that shit and we would just end up in circles.
I don't think so because. We fall into the assumption that God is the good guy. If he's the bad guy, it kind of all makes sense.
But it's like, God put the temptation there, you know? It's like, God made us the way that we are, but the devil's a temptation. But God made the devil, and God made temptation.
But so he only did that because that dumb bitch decided she'd eat the apple.
Fucking back to it is, these bitches, man.
And we're the misogynists, Danny. We're the misogynists.
Yeah, we were trying to be off of that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I have been very, very progressive in my talks about women lately.
Oh, yeah?
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, feel pretty good. I don't know. I probably have said some terrible misogynistic things.
I guarantee
things.
You have.
I mean, yeah. Oh, did you guys see that post I put sent to you guys about... I was looking at the analytics and showed how much of the
B word we say. No, I'm just playing.
No. It's just
The age demographic?
The age demographic. I thought it was hilarious. It's like 0 and 17, we got 0%, as well as 60 and above is also 0%. The 70% of our listeners are between 28 to 34.
I mean, so, yeah, that makes sense.
That is like our chief demographic.
Well, I just had a birthday, so we're going to add another one into the 35 category there.
Yeah, 35 to 44.
Do we listen to your – happy birthday. Did we listen to what your birthday was? Your Florida man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Wait. I did not do my Florida man.
Wait, when is your birthday again?
The 13th. Let's see.
You just had a birthday?
Yeah.
Dude, man, happy birthday, bro.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
I'm a terrible
literally
person.
Yesterday.
That's the 16th today, like three Thursday. Days ago.
Oh, I thought you said the 15th.
Good save.
A man in Florida wanted to set his own house on fire, but instead set himself on fire.
That sounds like a pretty interesting article.
Okay, so let's see. The first one that pops up. Florida man threatens to kill neighbors with machete named Kindness. Fuck, this sounds like me. Yeah. In most places, kill them with kindness is a phrase about tolerance and patience. However, for people living in it's stupid. That's just, I'm not even going to read that article. Yeah. Nut job went around, tried to kill somebody with a machete that he named Kindness.
Yeah, it's just sad. And not even, that's just messed up.
Yeah, crazy it's person. Kind of fucked up.
I mean, it was a clever play on words. I feel like that would be a movie thing. Like, maybe he was like a failed writer. It's like, this didn't work.
Right. So well, it's on complex.com. So it's not. I mean, yeah. I was going to say it's not like a well-recognized news entity. But like, what is these days?
That's true. Like, I don't know where you guys get your news from anymore. For a while,
I don't think I can actually say that I go and get news from anywhere now. Because I'm like, I don't know what is real anymore.
I feel like I'm like the 1990s water cooler person. Where just people like talk about something around me. And that's how I pick up things that are going on. Like, I don't really pay attention anymore. For a while, it was TikTok. And then Danny kept making fun of me about it. So I had to quit.
Did you stop TikToking all the time?
Yeah, I completely stopped TikTok. Once again, the Apple, like, hey, how much of your time did you do on this? Like, told me I was like, my time on my phone increased a lot. I was like, oh, what am I doing? It's like, of course, TikTok, like 4 or 5 hours a day. It's like, fuck no.
No shit.
I can't spend, I don't know. I feel so guilty to spend
that
much time.
It's so easy to spend so much time on there.
Yeah. And I was just like, nope, I don't. It's not even like I don't think I don't have the discipline. I just lose track of time. And then there's those stupid videos of people like, hey, you've been doing this for a while. Go ahead and go get some fresh air. And then it taps me. It's like, fuck off, random person. I'm going to keep watching because you told me not to. It's like, I don't even know.
You angry bitch.
That's you turning into like the fucking character. Fucking remember on South books? Park? When they fucking had, what was that game? World of Warcraft?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That part of you.
Yeah. It's so funny. It's like they try to put this nice thing out there and it enrages me.
Yes.
Who the fuck is this 17-year-old kid?
You are, buddy.
I've been watching, like, I've been on Reddit lately, which is, man, that's insane. And they have, like, cringe. They have TikTok cringe, or they have Cringetopia, or, you know, cringe videos. And so it'll just be these things of these people doing, like, two people that are acting like dogs. Like, they have a dog. They're in a dog cosplay, and they're sitting there. And they, like, are too old, and they're sitting there, like barking, and then, like, growling at each other, then they lick each other, and then they whimper at each other, and like, look at the, it is so cringy. Or then there's somebody in there that, like, it's this one girl, she like has her hair shaved like in a bulk, not a bulk of like an Uncle Phil type thing,
And then she's like,
that's a girl with a hair shaver's Uncle Phil.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But she has a ponytail with the rest of the hair. And then she has glasses, and then she has sleeveless, and then she has long armpit hair. And she's like acting very animated. And she's like, I keep my hair, like literally with this type of shit, I keep my hair grown out here because it tells me everything I need to know about you. One, if you don't like it, then you have patriarchal standards. And two, I just don't need to be your friend. And she's acting this way of like, I'm doing this to prove a point, and also like I'm a, you know, genderless and like all this shit, and it just looks so, she's just so confident in it and thinks that she's gonna get so much support that it just makes you literally cringe. And I'm addicted to that feeling. I'm addicted to seeing people do it so bad.
Dude, you know what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, so two things. There used to be a show called My Strange Addiction.
Yes.
On TLC. Yes. I love that.
Yes.
Like tailpipes and shit.
But if I was to tell you what I really love that is super cringy and I can't look away, it's really bad plastic surgery. I love seeing it. It makes, I don't know why it makes me happy, but just seeing it, just, I fucking love it. I don't even
like you fucked your face up for good.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's not even like, it's not.
Are you
like,
botched? You watch Botched? Is that what you're watching?
No, I'm just like, whenever like I see a picture of somebody's face messed up, it's like, oh, let me see that. Like, whoa. Like, that's a good one. She'd have, oh my, that's at least 15 surgeries to do that. That's amazing.
That's like a plastic implant. I think it's an addiction. It's definitely an addiction. So fucked up, but it gets so bad.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Danny, I cut you off.
I don't remember that thing.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, dude, like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's so weird. Like, our own, like, desires on the internet, like, just the, what's going to entertain us has become so, I'm trying to think of the word, like, for pinpoint, but it's, like, such an exact thing.
Like, it's so niche. It's so, like, yeah. No one could like exactly what I like. Nobody.
Yeah.
Because it's so complex with a twist of just this little bit of something that like I couldn't satisfy. No one could, we could sit and find one thing that we like, but like all of my shit, like it's oh, yeah. Yes, my algorithm, yeah, is specifically
those algorithms. It's like, oh, let's watch this pimple be popped. All right.
Okay. Now I'll watch that.
Oh dude. Like, I don't even know what it is. Or you know what? The other things too, like whenever like people are squeezing out like bot flies at like animals.
Also, I watch that.
Dude, I cannot stress enough how much it
no.
You relaxes me.
These it relaxes Filipino me. Or Indonesian people that like they'll have a cake of what looks like dandruff, but it looks like a mud thing on top of their head.
They like comb through it.
And they, whoa, they etch it out and there's mealworms in there?
Yes, I've seen that.
What? Excuse me, what just happened? Go back.
There will be a person whose head has caked on. Now I don't, it's not real, they put that shit on there, they have to, dude, but like it's on what are you saying, that that's real, Fez?
No, I think what they do is exactly what you're saying, but they take like a cream of wheat, they cake it in their hair,
that's
and
what they do.
Yeah.
So they take like some plaster or some sugar mold or something and like put it on this person's head, but it looks like this person just has caked on what is that shit in your head? Dandruff?
Like dandruff with mealworms.
Built up to the point that it's got this, and they etch through it and like comb through it and break it apart, and then inside there will be these thick ass, big ass worms inside, bro.
So now why are they doing this?
It's like, so it was supposed to be just the beginning of like a, hey, we found this person with really bad dandruff, and then it just got worse and worse and worse, and that's supposed to be the worst it could be, and you watch it.
Like, it's weird because like it's like it'll be like a huge pimple,
yes,
and I'm like, not worth my time. I need grotesquely monstrous, like it comes out like that show Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes,
like what that lady gets, it's like, poof. That's gold. Bring it on.
Or
in.
The lady's like, I've been having this for the last 20 years. It just got worse and worse. One dude had it and it was on his shoulder. There was one dude who had a sack that was just on his shoulder and it hurt. he like cut trees, and he said like he couldn't lift his arms for too long because it would be hurtful, and it was like it was floppy. It was a floppy growth.
I remember he was like an older guy, skinny, yes, super dude. Thin. Yes,
he seemed retarded. There was something wrong with him.
He seemed like he was from Florida. If I was to take a stab Florida at man it.
Had fucking disgusting shoulder pimple. January 16th. But he fucking, and it stunk. It also had a smell, and they talked about it. And he said that he like got used to it. He loved it a little bit. And then he went in there and they started cutting into it. First off, he was afraid of doctors too. He was afraid of doctors. So like he tried to go in there. He was sitting in the office, and then they were just like, somebody came in and like sneezed, and he ran out like, I'm a germaphobe, I can't. And it's like, you were the one with the stinky pimple on your shoulder. Gee.
Infected germaphobe.
Dude, I don't even know. Like, it's so weird. Like, and it's like people are like, oh, you enjoy that? It's like, no. But it's like I enjoy the pop, the final pop. Like that's like it's like
I wish there was
so awesome
ASMR for it so I could hear exactly what it sounded like.
Now, Beth, do you want to see like quick spurts of gushy stuff, or do you want to see like the long, slow stringers?
Dude, both. Like honestly, like I don't know why. It's like it's one of those things. Like I remember, like I've always been into like as a kid, like I would like I popped my pimples because not because there was a pimple there. Because I wanted to pop it, just like the stupid little
scabs and shit too.
No, the plastic things. You know, what I'm
bubble
talking
wrap.
About? The bubble wrap. I wonder if like that bubble wrap and this is like the kind of the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
It is probably build up anticipation and then a noise too. It gives us all, your brain every little thing that you need. Yes.
Yeah. Because another thing I really used to love as a kid, the Jack in the Boxes. Like, and like, I used to like to get it to right before it was about to, like, you know, slow down that little leverage crank and get it right at the edge and then let it pop. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Getting sexual all of a sudden.
I was going to say. And that's how Fizz started fucking a doll.
Yeah.
Little 2-year-old me. That's it. That's what happened.
God, that was exhilarating. Come here,
but
doll.
Yeah, that's that TikTok and these social medias, those algorithms. I think they let you find out about you a little more than you're comfortable with admitting. And I mean, I'm comfortable admitting it now.
Don't they already have a fucking character for you in the metaverse? Isn't that a thing?
Wait, what?
The metaverse?
The metaverse. Sorry, I was switching.
Oh, I thought that. I thought
spit.
Sorry, I thought they were like. I was like, "What's a metaverse?"
Hey, tomato,
potato, same shit.
Oh, the tomatoverse. I got you. This is a Cars reference.
Yeah, I know about that now.
Yeah, Mater, he's cool.
Hi, what are you saying? Did a character in the tomato? Now I'm saying the
metaverse. In the metaverse. Don't they already have like a character created for you? Like if you got a Facebook for the metaverse, I heard, isn't that a thing? That's kind of creepy in thought to me.
I feel like
they already have like a profile.
We already have an avatar there, dude. They're already ready. They just want us to activate it. That's what I believe. Because that's what the whole social dilemma was about, was that they've been building with what we click and everything that we do and how we look. They're already building a clone of us within their system, you know? They already built it all in there. It already likes certain things. It already does all the shit. It's you in that world. And now they're just saying, how do we take them into this space? Which is wild.
I don't think the metaverse needs me. I think just the universe, one Fez is enough for the entire.
I bet you that the military will be on there.
Oh, man.
The military you will have to do meetings on there because that's what it's really like. You'll be able to sit in meetings with somebody that's fucking maybe at another place and sit and talk with them, even though you're just a floating body and have this whole meeting that we all are together. If you're in another unit, hey, man, log on and do this really quick. And it's just like, holy fuck, dude.
They already got embassies that are buying metaverse real estate and like putting embassies in it and shit, like an embassy in the metaverse where people are going to be able to like log on digitally, walk over to this fucking internet embassy and get their fucking visas processed. Like, that's mind blowing to me.
I mean, like, okay, if you get a, they have haptic, rib. Like hand, mm-hmm. already gloves that have feedback, so you can feel, right? So I could play a game with this. I could do anything. Now, what are we already saying here, right? I could feel. Come on, man. So that right. means I can put one
read
over
Ready
my
Player
whole
One, and huh? then read Ready Player One, and then tell me that like people would not embrace that. As scary as the thought is. People are totally going to go for something like that. If people already check out for video games, imagine being fully immersed, like you're saying, with something that's haptic, where you get actual feedback. Nobody's going to leave the house.
No one's going to leave the house. We talked about this. I mean, last thing that what? Okay. This person just backed up so hard.
Oh, I thought you, that sounded like you had the hole.
I thought you got a butthole.
I thought you had a warm, soapy butthole, and you had that. Close that bad boy up.
Yeah. No, somebody, I was watching somebody do a 3-point turn and they backed up and I saw the angle be bad, like where their car was and where the curb was. And I'm like, this person's.
Oh, man. Ooh,
you got me sweating. That was exciting.
What address are you looking for?
Ryan?
Nah. Are you looking for, is this 849 you looking for? Oh, no, I don't know that person.
No, fuck that person. Tell him, Mark.
I'm steal this person pizza, man.
Bark at him. Bark at the person.
No, but so you were talking about, like, you think the life is going to get so fucked up that we won't even notice that reality would just be so shitty and that, you know what I'm saying, things will get so cool in the metaverse that they'll just supplement us by, like, some shitty ass, like, this is just a spray of a burger. And it's just
the rich people would just keep all us poor dummies down by updates, you know? Just like Apple. We'll be more plugged in.
I love the fact, like, the metaverse is like at odds with like Buddhism and everything else like that, where it's like, hey, you need to stop your craving. You know, you need like
this person's delivering a pizza and whoever it is not coming and I'm about to take this pizza, dude.
Oh, you just screaming? I'd just be like, yo, that's me.
I hope this person finds their pizza.
Yeah, is it paid for?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm so interested. I don't know why I'm listening.
Mark, turn it up.
You said do what?
Turn your microphone towards us. I gotta hear what happens.
Okay.
Go walk near him.
Is it a him or is it her? I thought it was a woman.
I think it's a dainty man.
It looks like this dude doesn't speak English.
That's a dude.
Mm.
This guy doesn't speak.
Vietnamese man, am I right?
Vietnamese man does not. He can be a dude. They can be Vietnamese dudes, first of all. But
am I right?
He looks like he's trying to deliver pizza. Okay, there we go. He'll find it. But
oh man, that's great.
Yeah. But do you just like leisurely stroll the block?
I have a balcony on my place and it overlooks. Oh, man, you need to come out here, bro. I got a nice little spot right now. Jack can see the Hollywood sign and shit. But like,
really?
I look over my balcony and it sees over the whole block. So it's kind of cool. I see some action, man.
Right now, for me, Oren is passed out on my stomach. So nice. I'm like laying in bed with a baby on top of me.
You know what we might have to do, Mark? Maybe like you fly out here, we carpool back to LA, and then I fly back from LA.
Now that?
To here. And we can get into some
fire.
Shit on the way to LA.
I mean, yes, that's the funnest.
In Lupita? Ooh.
See, I didn't think of this as an option. I didn't think
that's
of that as an
option.
I didn't think that was possible. I would totally do that with you. If we record, we could do a podcast on the way back in the car. Mm. Dude, we could stop at places. Dude, obviously you get back here. You know what I'm saying? That'd be fun as fuck.
That would be sweet. Ooh, and I could use some taco. Okay. Done.
We get some tacos, we get ramen, whatever the fuck we want to do.
I need some food. Fuck, I'm hungry. Are we almost done with this? I gotta go eat.
Yeah, honestly, I think at this point we're just drifting.
Don't talk to me if that's a plan. Talk to me if that's a plan. Because one friend I asked,
you remember
was like,
what was that? Sancho's?
Poncho's tacos? Man, fuck Poncho's, bro. Where we
no,
at?
No, not
dude?
Poncho's. No.
Tito's?
Where was the Huntington Beach? No. Sancho's.
Bro, I'm telling you that I know better tacos at this point now. Way better, G.
Yeah.
We can go to Huntington Beach. We can go to all of Orange County. But I mean, we can go to Orange County. I don't care. That'll be fun too. But I'm telling you, LA
you
taco.
Had a puppy
scene?
Taco?
Huh?
You ever had a puffy taco when you come out
a
here?
Bummy
you have
taco?
A puffy taco. Puffy. It's its own thing.
No, but I have had a queso taco, a queso birria taco that you dip in the consomme.
You know what? We gotta stop. I'm getting chubbed up.
Sorry, bro. You gonna taco chub, G? My fault,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. My bad.
Talking about puffy tacos and getting all chubby.
Oh, is that what you were asking about? A puffy taco?
Puffy
like,
taco.
Like the tortilla is puffy?
Woo! Yes.
No, I had
that.
I got a buddy from LA. Like, you were so interested in it. You're like, nah, man. You were, it's like this and this and this. Nah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I got the taco, a taco with you bite it and the cheese pools. And then it's also got this like sauce that you put on it, bro, with the onion. Gee. Like,
see, but I don't like the pooled up saucy cheese, though.
What?
What if I want the crumbly cheese? I'm not the pooled up cheese type.
Whoa, you want the cheese to not be melted?
You don't want it like nacho cheese?
No, not like nacho cheese.
Not like, yeah, exactly what I don't want.
Oh, I say tacos. There's like this specific white cheese.
Oh, cheese.
The cheese.
Yes, I love that.
There is that, but there is a thing called a queso taco that's fire. And I'm saying this place, they make the fucking tortillas right there, the place I'm talking
Fuck,
about.
Fuck, I do love it when they make the tortillas.
Yeah, she I got a couple fire spots, but let me know if that's more of an option.
That
would be fun as fuck.
We need to do this. Ben,
yeah.
You want to tag along?
I feel
Guard's
no, man.
Small,
you
though.
Know, you know, I'm a third
You're
wheel, man.
Fat.
I got too much going on. I would honestly, that would have been great in my 20s.
What the hell?
Wow, I'm too old for this, dude.
I'm too old for what?
To eat a taco?
Eat tacos. Have a vacation.
Yeah, all of that.
Fucking old bitch.
Dude, it's not even that. It's like the hassle. I don't... Going places has become a hassle to me.
Without your family.
You would literally
even
just
to go to
a
your wife
sit
and say,
in a car. You'd sit in
now,
a car.
Now, look, if this thing starts making money,
shit.
Hey, you want to just call? Can we get hang up and then talk out of this? Can we shut this thing down?
Yeah, is this the kind of commitment we can expect out of you, Fez? If we get somewhere and we start touring, are you gonna, I don't want to take
exactly.
this giant RV around the country.
I mean, well, by that point in time, I'll be in my residency, and probably the answer is no.
Probably the answer is no.
I love, like I said, I love the podcast. I love doing this, but you guys are crazy. I mean, you guys have the single outlook. I have the... Four kids and any sort of like money spent is just like money taken out
you
of my children's mouth.
You got that Shoshone, Wyoming stuck in you.
Hey man, look, if anything happens and it hopefully it puts money in your pocket, we could fit it in your schedule. It would make sense.
Yeah,
and of course,
yeah.
if it doesn't ruin anything that you got going on, then that's what I would hope, you know, as long as it fits in everybody's schedule, which is what we've already made this. So we know it's possible,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. No, I like I said, it does.
We just put the whole burden on Fez.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. if this
we
thing fails, it's your fucking fault.
We just put it on Fez. Yeah.
All right, so let's wrap this up.
All right, look, man, this has been fucking redeeming quality, which is not how men speak, but how friends speak. I've been on here. It's been a great episode. It's been sick. We're talking about all meeting up at one point in the future. Fez was just joking that whole last little 3 minutes, man. He's going to get on the road with us. My name is Mark, Sad Boy Marco, Musty Ass Mark. You can find me everywhere there. Sad Boy Marco on Spotify. I think I'm going to change that. Danny?
Dirty Dennis or Dabbing Dan. We appreciate you listening.
And I'm Fat as Fez. I'm going to start a Instagram called Fat Boy Fez. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm not doing any of that. But
Probably copyright infringement.
Probably is copyright infringement. All right. This was a fun one. I did enjoy just free flowing at this time. Just bullshitting. I loved it.
It was fun.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
I mean, peace.
Bye.
I was hoping that would get in there.
I was like trying to unlock my phone to get to it.
Perfect timing.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.